The U.S. energy debate is about to heat up on Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden said to announce he's releasing another 15 million barrels of oil from the nation's reserves, the final batch in a planned sale announced earlier this year. He'll also set a price range for buying oil to put back in.
We're finding out now that replenishing the reserves at some point down the line is going to cost about three times more than it would have a few years back when congressional Democrats blocked a plan by the previous president to refill the reserves at about $24 a barrel.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Republicans say the reserves are intended for emergencies.
It's strategic petroleum reserve. It's not the political petroleum reserve. He's playing politics with this national security asset that we have.
Texas Congressman Michael McCaul says domestic production is being stifled by the president's policies as the White House continues to accuse the oil industry of holding back in favor of profits. An inflation silver lining in tax returns. The IRS says standard deductions for next year will be revised upward for all seven federal income tax brackets, allowing people to shield more of their money from taxation. A new page in the Russian president's playbook, giving all regional governors emergency powers in four areas of Ukraine claimed by Russia.
Martial law to be implemented across these annexed territories that were illegally taken just last month. This as Russian forces continue to fire on Ukrainian civilians.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. There have also been reports of more Ukrainians being taken away in the Russian-controlled region of Kherson. Russian lawmakers quickly approving the martial law declaration, which indicates it could include restrictions on travel and public gatherings and tighter censorship, in addition to broad authority for law enforcement agencies. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A former member of the Oath Keepers testifies at the Capitol riot trial of the group's founder.
The Oath Keepers wanted to use any means necessary to stop President Joe Biden from being certified as the next president of the United States on January 6th of 2021. That, according to former member Jason Dolan, in testimony at the seditious conspiracy trial of organizer Stuart Rhodes. Dolan told the jury that the group saw a battle breaking out between people loyal to former President Trump and now President Biden, saying that's the reason he and other members kept guns in their hotel rooms during the rally outside the White House.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Rhodes is one of five members who could face 20 years in prison if convicted of seditious conspiracy. The parents of a North Carolina teen accused of committing mass murder in Raleigh last week say they are overcome with grief.
Alan and Elise Thompson issuing a statement through their lawyer saying they didn't see any warning signs and they will fully cooperate with investigators. Their son, Austin Thompson, shot and killed his own older 16-year-old brother, an off-duty police officer, and three others. He remains hospitalized in critical condition following his arrest last Thursday night. It's not clear how the shooter himself was injured. No motive for the shooting reported so far. The Wake County prosecutor has said she will pursue adult charges against the suspect. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A drug intended to prevent premature births is a step closer to being pulled off the market. An FDA advisory panel voting 14-1 that the injectable drug Makena should no longer be sold because it doesn't work. The drug maker, Covis Pharma, had challenged the decision, arguing more research is needed. The FDA commissioner expected to make a final decision in the coming months. On Wall Street, stocks turning lower. The Dow's down 14 points, the S&P down 15. Oil prices back near $84 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.